This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chant. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for the commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Amy Mahoney. We're talking about Halloween Town. It's happening at Camp Tecumapog tomorrow from 3 till 8 in the evening, and they're going to have lots of carnival activities plus the famous trick-or-treat trail starting at 4. For more information or to find out more about the Laura Foundation, you can go to thelaurafoundation.org. That's thelaurafoundation.org. Amy, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me. Hey, Tony, you nailed Camp Tecumapog. The name is very hard to pronounce.
Yes, I remember the first Drive Time that we did this for, and I spent the entire time struggling over that name, but I've got it nailed now. So
Toco, for those of you who can't remember Camp Toco.
Camp Toco for the short abbreviation.
Yes.
So we've got carnival activities with this, and that's even before the trick-or-treat trail opens up.
Yeah, so at 3 o'clock, we have carnival games, and they're free with all kinds of little goodies that are donated by people like the Five and Dime store in North Conway. And the people who are working at the carnival, it's the Key Club. This is a huge community event. Everyone gets involved. So the high school's Key Club, which is part of Kiwanis. We also have the Dizzy Dragon amusement ride that opens at 3 o'clock. That's for a fee. This event is free. The little trick-or-treating area that's called the Weenie Walk for all the little kids. That opens at 3, and it's a kinder, gentler area. There's nothing scary. It's all wholesome things like, books are handed out, candy's handed out, things like that. So that's at 3, and the carnival is at 3 as well, and that's free. But we make our money through some of the ways we make money, because this is for the Laura Foundation for Autism and Epilepsy, is people can buy food, but they can pay for things like the Dizzy Dragon amusement ride or the Remax hot air balloon if the weather is good, is there, if it's not too windy. Cheese Louise is there. We have Apple Crisp from the Little Brown Church. We also sell hamburgers and hot dogs and corn dogs and fried dough, things like you find at a fair. So, but the trick-or-treating is of no cost. And at 4 o'clock, the big trick-or-treat trail opens, and that's about 20 cabins. It starts from less scary to, and it goes to more scary. It's pretty awesome. And people come up, we have people who work at our summer camp and at my husband's summer camp, and they come like weekends before, several weekends, and decorate their cabins. Like, they get way into this. There's Harry Potter, Candyland game.
Candyland, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's, oh my gosh, you can tell how old I am. It's been a while. But yeah, so it's great. It's a great event.
It's Halloween Town at Camp Tecumapog. It's tomorrow, 3 to late in the evening. You can find more information on by going to thelaurafoundation.org. That's thelaurafoundation.org. How do you organize the trick-or-treat trail to be scarier as it progresses? Like, do you get concept designs from all the different people and then you rate it, or do you tell them don't be scarier?
No. Well, at this point, you know, we're 11 years in, and I am not the most creative person.
Yeah.
So I am not involved with that. I deal with the promotion of the event. Well, my co-organizer, really the guy behind this, is this man named Steve Harding, who used to be on our board, the Laura Foundation board, and he works with people. And a lot of the themes are the same every year, but people come up with different things, and they just know, like people know what they want to do. And there's this one group, some of, I think, are ski patrollers at King Pine Ski Area. They're at the end. I mean, it's crazy. It is crazy scary. And then there's the witches, that's closer to the end, but there's like the Harry Potter thing, and they add things every year. It's pretty amazing. And so this is a fundraiser. And while it's free, because Hannaford gives all the candy, Hannaford North Conway donates all the candy for this event. And we get volunteers like the local Altruisa group. But the cabins are sponsored and the different areas are sponsored by people like Eastern Propane and Storyland. Folks like you help us with advertising. Weston's Farms gives us things. Bolt Depot, Bank of New Hampshire. Like, we get monetary donations, and each cabin is sponsored as well. And this is how we make money for the Laura Foundation and provide this great service, this great event for the local kids in our community. And we get every year, we get up to like 4,000 kids. They love it.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. It's Halloween Town at Camp Tecumapog tomorrow, 3 till 8. The Weenie Walk starts at 3. Trick-or-treating trail starts at 4. You can find more information at thelaurafoundation.org. That's thelaurafoundation.org. Let's talk a little bit about the Laura Foundation and the services you provide.
Right. So my mother-in-law died in 2008, and her name was Laura. And when she died, we thought, well, let's start something instead of having people give flowers at our funeral. So we started this nonprofit, and we decided to build an adaptive sports and recreation center because my son had at the time seizures that wouldn't stop. He had intractable epilepsy and a diagnosis of autism. So we founded the Laura Foundation for Autism and Epilepsy, and he got a lot of services, but we had to drive like an hour each way to go horseback riding or just to get specialized swimming. It was so expensive. So we decided let's build an adaptive recreation center. And so in the 11 years since that's happened in Madison, we have expanded on a building. We built a multi-purpose barn with a climbing wall inside and a court, a couple of horse stalls, a riding ring. And this past summer, we completed 1,000 linear foot, 9 feet wide, enclosed bicycle path and bought bikes to teach children with all kinds and adults with disabilities how to bike ride. And all of our services, because of events like this, we have big events and we write grants, are free. We do not charge anybody for services, and we try to coordinate with school systems and service providers to give them rides because we know what the barriers are when you want specialized activities. And we service individuals with autism and epilepsy, but also other disabilities. We don't turn people away. And we also give free swim lessons to individuals with autism because that is the leading cause of death for individuals, for kids really with autism. So
really?
Yeah. It's death by an accident, which the leading accident is drowning.
Wow.
For whatever reason, and my son is no different, kids tend to be, with a diagnosis of autism, drawn to water. So and there was a boy who drowned several years ago, and that's when we got in touch with the local hospital, Memorial Hospital, and they gave us funding to start free lessons. And since then, they've helped us through funds like the Jim Soroka Fund, and Autism Speaks gives us money every year to do these lessons. It's really important, but that's what we do. So we teach skills that can be carried over to the community, life skills, cooking skills, adaptive sports and recreation skills. And once again, they're free because the community really comes out and supports events like this.
Wow, I had no idea.
Yep.
So Halloween Town at Camp Tecumseh Pog tomorrow, 3 till 8. The Weenie Walk starts at 3, and that's very little kid friendly. And then the trick-or-treats trail starts at 4, and that's great because it gets scarier as it goes, so you can bail anytime along that trick-or-treat trail. And for more information anytime, go to thelorafoundation.org. That's thelorafoundation.org. Amy, any final thoughts before we go?
Just, it's a free event, but you can purchase food and goodies and make a donation. If every person who came made a dollar or two donation, we do really well. It's, again, it is a fundraiser. Oh, and park at King Pine, and you can either walk up the hill on the grassy area, or you can get in the shuttle. Parking's always an issue, so park at King Pine Ski Area, and a shuttle will take you up, or once again, you can walk through the field up the hill in the grassy area where it's safe, not on the road.
So. All right. Thank you so much, Amy.
Thanks.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Cooper Cargill Chant. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of super lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com.